I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. Across the country, local volunteers are working to restore rundown theaters to their old luster, often with the hope that their community will benefit as well. We'll hear two reports about two theaters in central Illinois. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the Virginia Theater in Champaign. But first, we'll visit a theater in Hoopston, a small town north of Danville that was once known for its canning factories. For many Hoopston residents, the town's old movie theater brings back memories of brighter days. It's a quiet Saturday night in downtown Hoopston, except at the Lorraine Theater, where Elvis is in the building. Not Elvis Presley, but tribute artist Doug Church, billed as the true voice of Elvis, making his third appearance at the Lorraine Theater. The audience is short of a capacity crowd, but high on enthusiasm.
Thank you very much.
Doug Church is a professional entertainer, but the people running the Lorraine Theater are all volunteers who say they're learning as they go, like Alex Homis, who ran lights for the concert, including some newly installed ones he had just figured out how to use.
We're constantly evolving and learning from what we've done previously because none of us have theater experience. We just all love the theater, and we all love our community, and we're just basically doing the best we can, right, and learning as we're going. And we've learned quite a lot, and we've come a long ways.
Homis is on the board of the Save the Lorraine Foundation, which acquired the 98-year-old theater after it closed its doors in 2012 with some help from a local benefactor. Retired high school teacher Jim Richards is the board president.
We were not known citizens of the community. We weren't on the city council. We weren't the affluent people of the city. Just a group of people that cared about the Lorraine that got together. And we met right out here in the front of the Lorraine in the lobby.
Actually, since the Save the Lorraine Foundation got started, board member Alex Homis has been elected to the Hoopston City Council. The foundation has made extensive repairs to the Lorraine over the years, from tuck pointing to restoring its 1930s Art Deco interior. The restoration is a work in progress, but board member Marilyn Tyler says what they've done so far brings back memories of going to the Lorraine on dates with her future first husband, when he was a projectionist there.
Well, it's even cooler when the lights are all on, when it gets dark and you see the lights on the street that haven't been here for years. We almost get teary-eyed when you see it like it was when we were kids.
Besides tributes to Elvis, the revived Lorraine Theater has hosted local events ranging from school board candidate forums to the Miss Hoopston pageant, as well as private functions like weddings. But bringing movies back to the Lorraine remains an expensive dream, due to the cost of today's digital movie projection systems. Instead, the Save the Lorraine Foundation is showing movies down the street.
This is Burke, the best-kept secret this side of, well, anywhere.
That's How to Train Your Dragon 2, projected from a DVD at the Little Lorraine. The 48-seat storefront theater opened about 20 years ago to fulfill the Lorraine Theater's contracts for less popular movies. Board member Alex Homis says he believes the weekend movies at the Little Lorraine and the live shows every month or so in the main theater have encouraged other businesses to open up in downtown Hoopston. Board President Jim Richards sees another benefit. He's been moved by Lorraine concerts that involve local people, like a Christian music concert in May that featured performers from local churches.
And it's just a miracle what you hear coming from them, the music and the songs and the spirit. And I just think this theater just gives love back to them. You can just feel the vibes from them when they're on the stage, and it just brings the best of them out.
In addition to money it sometimes makes on concerts and movies, the Save the Lorraine Foundation relies mostly on local donations and fundraising events to keep its theaters open. The Little Lorraine reopens this month after undergoing renovations, including risers for the back seats. The next big show at the Lorraine Theater is a Beach Boys tribute band in October. Now to our second report and a look at what two decades of effort have done for the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. And before we go to this report, a point of disclosure, both the Virginia Theater and the Champaign Park District, which owns it, are underwriters with Illinois Public Media. The The music of its Wurlitzer pipe organ is one of the things many people remember about the Virginia Theater. For Jim Barham, the Virginia brings back memories of a downtown Champaign that used to feature several theaters. Barham remembers the Virginia Saturday matinees, which he and his childhood friends frequently attended, or more precisely, snuck into through an emergency exit.
You'd climb up the stairs, which is the fire escape, and so one person would buy a ticket, but you had to be careful in the afternoon because the sun would come in. One person would just get the door open, slide, and we'd all just bust in and go separate ways, and we were much more successful than not.
That was back when the Virginia was still a profitable movie house. As movie attendance declined, the Virginia was reinvented by new managers as a live performance venue for the 1990s. One of its regular tenants, and later a co-owner, was the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. CUTC was a community theater group formed expressly to produce musicals at the Virginia to support the theater. Founding member Jeff Goldberg says their first big production, The Music Man, drew more than 5,000 people to the Virginia during its run there in 1992.
I'll never forget when opening night at the first Music Man, there were these older people telling us stories about the first time they came to the Virginia Theater in the 30s and 40s. We're so glad it's still going on. Keep going. Keep doing this.
The Virginia is a big, ornate theater designed for both movies and live performance, with seating for 1,500 in its heyday. But by the 1990s, the Virginia was deteriorating, from its rusted-out marquee sign to the water in the basement. Stephen Bentz, the Virginia's current director, remembers an incident during an Alice Cooper rock concert in the early 2000s.
When large chunks of plaster fell from the proscenium arch during the performance, you know, the bass response, and landed on the stage next to some of the artists. Those stories tend to last for a long time and take on kind of the quality of myth. And I think when people come in here now, they can't believe their eyes. It just looks perfect.
The Virginia looks good now thanks to extensive renovations overseen by the Champaign Park District, which took over the theater in 2000. By that time, Jim Barham, the guy who used to sneak into the Virginia to watch matinees as a kid, was a commissioner on the Champaign Park Board, sharing the responsibility for the theater's future.
It was a mess. The roof was leaking, but to their credit, that Virginia would not be standing here today without what they did. CUTC, they kept the power, you know, if that hadn't been heated and the power on and people coming in and out, the building wouldn't have been here.
One of the last projects of the old Virginia management was an application for state funding for urgent life safety work. That was the start of more than a decade of major repairs and improvements. Today, the renovated Virginia Theater is busy about 200 nights a year with community performances, touring artists, and movies, including Ebert Fest, the film festival founded by the late film critic Roger Ebert. Champaign Park District Executive Director Joe DeLuce says the theater's revival has also helped revive downtown Champaign.
With people coming down for dinners and different events going on here, we think this has really been one of the cornerstones that really helped make the downtown business so successful.
The Virginia Theater's renovation was paid for by grants and major donations, Park District tax revenue, and a continuous community fundraising campaign. A new concert-quality sound system is the next major upgrade on the Virginia schedule, as the Champaign Park District hopes to keep it a cornerstone of downtown for years to come. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.